you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, in addition to the live streams, Paramount Plus will have additional video on demand national parks content.
I'm seeing no emails about this, by the way.
Oh, so. I got a bunch yesterday.
Only to you, probably. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Rachel's here. Yeah. Go get her. We went back and forth yesterday because he heard I was going to Utah. So he had
Another
national park geek.
All right.
We went back and forth.
Give me your private email. Well, that was your private email.
Yeah, it was, in fact. To Todd at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Todd.
And Daniel writes at TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Recently went to work in Boone, Iowa. I'd been drinking and wandered all over the Walmart near my hotel. I saw a bag of spicy queso Funyuns, and I purchased them. As a lifelong stoner and Funyun man, all I could say is 10 out of 10. Better than the original.
Lifelong
love
stoner
the show.
And Funyun man. I love that. 10 out of 10.
Lifelong.
I used to eat the hell out of the Funyuns when I was in high school.
I never was
that was among
guy,
my favorites.
I never really got into them. I don't mind them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much me. I don't mind them either, but I won't go hunt them down. But
they seem very airy.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah. But if you're making queso flavored, you're going to win that battle.
Spicy queso, right. No less.
George Lopez is going to phone the program a little later on this morning.
Lopez versus Lopez.
Yep,
second
TV
season
show.
Is going on.
NBC. Rachel Ware is in the studio with us. Let her get us settled here for a second. Yep. Not wearing underwear this morning.
Yep. Well, we don't know.
Well, that's it.
Not wearing
welcome.
Underwear on the outside.
She's wearing more.
Okay, let's get this
underwear.
Out of the way, Rachel. What's an underwear?
She's wearing outerwear.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to be the one to announce this. Y'all have been already talking about it.
Well, we saw on your Facebook.
Did you hear when Todd updated your last name?
Todd called you Rachel Underwear earlier.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's so original. Yeah. You should really get into comedy. You would be good at it.
We almost ended the show, and that was like an hour ago.
I'm guessing you heard that the first time, like in kindergarten?
Yeah. Right, yeah. I think my dad warned me about it before I went to school.
Did.
He was like, here's the deal.
I never thought
they're going to call you underwear.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that you got bullied with that all the time.
Yeah. That's if people talk to me. I was a certain kind of bullied where I got paid no attention, so.
So what's an underwear show? The obvious, right? You're on stage in
the
underwear?
The obvious. You're on stage in your underwear.
What kind of underwear do you usually wear?
I wear something cute. I'm
like
not
a teddy?
Wearing. No, like okay. A bra and underwear.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
But colorful?
Yeah, usually I'm not. I am just like a black kind of girly, and for this I wear something maybe a little floral, maybe a little.
And you've done
lacy.
This before, correct?
I've done that. This will be my fifth time doing this.
How many people are on the show on the gig? How many comedians?
There are 5 of us tonight.
And is it women and guys? How many women? How many guys?
All underwear.
Two
all
guys,
the time?
3 women. We have Brittany Teleander from Kansas City is headlining tonight.
Where is this show tonight?
Backline comedy. Downtown, so 1618 Harney Street.
All right. So you, guys,
come for the underwear.
Are guys in tidy whiteies, or they wear something sexy themselves? You know?
I think it's up to them. We haven't had anyone do like anything really gimmicky. I think they're just, they're either wearing their like authentic, holy, way too old boxers, or they might.
They should go in skids, man. Turn around once in a while.
I want to see a man thong one of these days.
I'm
Let's
sure you do.
It.
Yeah.
Has anybody had stained underwear?
I haven't looked that closely.
Like a little wet spot right up front, a dude Dottie was done peeing.
Oh, you're right.
That kind of stain. Yeah. I don't know if anyone is like peeing moments before they get on stage. Yeah. So maybe they have some dry time, but
some dry time.
Yeah, but there's always a drop in there. Every guy knows that.
Yeah. You think you're done. Yeah.
And when you're in your underwear, you're screwed.
I would have to take an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah. My stage underwear. Yeah.
Oh, you're in a different pair. You're taking one off at a time.
You just drop a pee in my underwear driving down there.
Just go up there in a big old diaper. That's what I'd do.
That would make me, I think that'd be the only thing that would make me uncomfortable.
Because a big old diaper?
Yeah. Because
specifically on you.
People do see.
Yeah. I would fear it would be needed if it was that to that point.
Stuffed their package?
I haven't asked. From what it looks like, no. Okay. I think comedians are deprecating enough, too, that they're like, look how small my wiener is.
Yeah.
I'll do 3 minutes on my small junk.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I said earlier, I mean, that takes a supreme amount of self-confidence to go and do something like that. To get the almost nude in public, I mean... You gotta have something.
I think standing up on stage to do comedy takes a supreme amount of confidence. And standing up on stage in your underwear, is beyond that.
No doubt.
Well, you know, it's a bathing suit. Look at think of that way.
I mean, that's kind of there's a lot of people who are like, ooh, I don't know, like that's kind of a lot. Or like we've also posted photos on Facebook afterwards of the group in their underwear.
Right.
Nothing gets flagged because there's people posting their bikini at Funflex that is way more exposed than what any of us are wearing.
Exactly.
And to be honest, I'm always more concerned about people laughing at my jokes than I am them laughing at my body.
Okay.
So, I mean,
that's a Nick says. That's just. Has Cameron ever done this or Walsh?
No, we've asked both of them. And
Walsh has no shame, and especially when Walsh was a big boy.
I could have seen him
up there with some little underwear.
I think Tyler's has mostly been like other show conflicts.
Got it. Okay. I think Walsh would have no problem doing this.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
And here's the
rollerblades in underwear and skids. He'd do the whole bit. We could see his undescended nut. You know,
he's got and one, a hole in his ass.
Yeah,
if he wears the right kind of underwear,
he would sell out showing that thing. So, yeah, I think a lot of people might put too much thought into it too. Like we've had a few people be like, "I'll do it once my body looks a little better, I go to the gym a little bit." And that I'm always like, I mean, if you want. Yeah, well, I don't know.
First of all, if you're completely ripped up there, that defeats the purpose because people.
No one wants to see that.
In fact, we're looking at where you're going to find a completely ripped comedian.
Good luck.
Bert's getting a little buff in the shoulders and the upper body.
Yeah.
And he's
getting too ripped.
It's not quite as funny. It's not comic funny.
He's still got the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not a big gut, and it's also with those muscles. It looks like no. I'm with Todd. I think it looks. Like, hey, you're too big now.
Yeah,
you're looking too good.
He's obviously working out because his shoulders
He's got big guns now.
Yeah,
right?
His chest and shoulders and upper body are pretty defined.
Yeah, he looks like a really built football player because football players, a lot of guys.
I'm not going to give him crap for wanting to be healthier.
No, neither am I. But once again, it ruins people.
Yeah.
It ruins people.
He might have to start performing with a shirt on if he looks too good, which seems really weird.
Even Matt Rife did all that promo without a shirt on, and everyone was like, "Ew,
but I know.
Get your shirt on."
It's not funny.
Weird.
Even a fully clothed comedian, no audience member wants to think you're better. Than them.
Right.
So, I mean, you'll lose them right away.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah. I've known some female comedians have told me this.
Good point.
Not going to mention any names, where they'll go on stage with their hair pulled back because they don't want the boyfriend of the girls in the crowd looking at them that way.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I know.
And they don't want the women being catty either to their boyfriends.
Right. You think
what
she's
are you
hot.
Looking at?
Yeah, yeah, she's yeah. kind of hot. Yeah, so I can see that. Yeah, which is a shame, but it's true.
I know? Definitely have to think about what I'm wearing on stage more so than an underwear show.
Yeah,
I always get mad. Tyrell throws on any type of shirt and jeans, and he's show ready for a bar or the Funny Bone or whatever.
Nick,
but if I'm wearing, you know, something too fancy, then I'm looking, you know, way overdone. But if I'm putting on a t-shirt or jeans, then no one's going to take me seriously. Or
yeah,
no, women get way more scrutinized about what they wear. Ask any TV news anchor. You know, nobody makes comments about what the dude is wearing at the anchor desk.
Nice tie, dude.
Right.
Constant comments on, you know, whatever the female anchor happens to be wearing.
Which is why I'm in a full ball gown right now.
Yeah.
we appreciate it's radio. That, by
the way. I always like dressing up when I come here.
I always judge good-looking male comics when they're like this, and I'm like, oh, it's probably pretty rough.
Yeah.
Right.
Big, ruggedly good-looking.
And funny.
Yeah.
And, like, charismatic. Yeah. Tough life.
Yeah, I'm like, sit down, dude.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I remember that's always one of the things they used to say about like Chris Farley. Like the guy was never afraid to use his physical body get the laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally fearless.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the Chippendale sketch.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Right. He was embarrassed.
He said he had
that.
A hard time with that.
That might have been over his line, it turns out. But. Yeah. You know, they said he was never afraid to use what he had to get the laugh.
But what he had was funny fat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, if you look at that Chippendale skit, this is a funny bit. I've seen this reference, how fat we are now compared to where we were even 20, 30 years ago, the whole country. George Costanza was supposed to be a fat guy on that show.
Yeah.
Look at the Seinfelds. He's not fat.
No.
He's not fat.
Not by today's standards.
He's built
average
different.
By today, yeah.
He's very average. He's built like Jerry. He's not built like Jerry, obviously. And he's obviously not built like Kramer because Kramer was tall and lanky. But I watch a lot of old Seinfelds now. And I saw this comment somewhere on social media. George was supposed to be the fat guy, and he's not fat. He's not fat on that show. He's just a regular dude walking around.
Yeah, he's a little round.
But that was kind of the break point between like when society as a whole just... Well,
fat.
That doesn't count as fat anymore.
No.
We're going to take that as baseline and move forward.
He's not fat. I mean, so I think it's weird to see that now and think that.
But, yeah, when he takes his shirt off on that show, he's kind of built.
I'm with you, Nick. Yeah, yeah.
But he's also annoying, short, and bald.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah, you know all that. That'll work.
George Costanza works.
Which is why the character worked.
That's how the character worked, exactly. All right, Rachel Ware hanging out. We got a couple of stories about some relationships we want to get into because she's only going to be here for about an hour and a half. She's got a new gig, day gig.
And got to go pick out some underwear.
Have you already picked out your underwear?
Oh, yeah. I'll consult the drawer.
Yeah.
See what's in there.
So you haven't chosen
the drawer,
it yet.
Drawer.
I haven't chosen it yet. I live on the edge.
Do you show up in clothes? You just wear a big coat when you walk in.
I wish I had a huge trench coat that I could just open and there it is. So since I'm hosting, I'll stay in my underwear the whole show. So I have a robe for backstage. But if you see me on the street, I will be wearing regular clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get arrested.
Do you have audience members show up in underwear? Or is that
not
allowed?
That's not allowed.
Good.
No.
Good.
No, that people slowly disrobing in the crowd?
Yeah.
That would be
wild.
The chairs have fabric on the seats, Todd. Yeah. We don't want that.
Oh, Nick,
is the Fremont crowd all in underwear tonight in Fremont? You don't want that either. Not in Fremont, for sure.
The RD's place tonight in Fremont, tomorrow night, Smithland, Iowa, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse.
I kid, Fremont, relax. But I know who you are.
He kids a little.
And
yeah,
they
Tyler
know
and I will both be wearing clothes as well. Yeah.
Oh. You and Walsh be wearing clothes tonight, right? Okay.
It's like I can't really speak for Walsh, but I assume that he usually wears clothes.
Yeah, but I think he would lean into it. He probably would want to be big and do it, you know?
He'd be like, I tuck my shirt off.
He still wears a belt. Yeah. The buckle is still there.
He always seems to be real anxious to whip his shirt off for those green room pics that you put on social media.
Yeah, true. So. He
obviously doesn't have a big problem with nudity.
No, he has no shame.
No.
Or of an amount of nudity.
Yeah. There was this is my favorite. Todd, no, we know these guys. We had the same age when he was a famous radio guy in Seattle for years, Bob Rivers, and they had naked shows.
Naked stock.
They had naked concerts. And they hosted it. The whole radio station was there. Just imagine our old Z-Bashes, if you remember those shows, but everybody naked.
Woo.
I mean, the staff is just standing around naked. And I saw photos back in the day. And it was a huge, they were as big as our Z-Bashes. They were big. And people were standing out, all the people that worked in radio together standing out naked.
That had to be like a volunteer-only thing. Because you probably couldn't require someone to work and be naked.
No, you probably couldn't. That's a good point, Plus. I don't know if a bunch of salespeople were out there naked or not. I'd kind of hope so. But I know the photos we saw of the promotion staff and all the people. You know, it was one of those morning shows that featured 15 people because they're writing stupid skits, you know.
Yeah.
They were all naked. All naked.
Doesn't happen today.
Probably not.
Probably not. Well.
Because of the company, the radio company might not allow it.
Right,
because
HR. But again, if you make it a volunteer only, like here's the deal, you could volunteer for this, but you got to be naked. Then I think you're okay to make it a work event.
Can you imagine all of us standing around naked?
I'd rather not.
Isn't that what we do every morning?
Well, we bare ourselves for sure.
Right.
We have no shame there. Man.
I can't give too many details about it, but 2 years in a row now, Tyrell and I have been hired to do comedy at a nudist colony.
Yeah. Well, we know.
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Was it
the one in Kansas?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we know our buddy LD goes there. Our web guy is a nudist.
That's the one outside of Hutchinson?
Yeah.
How many of the people that were there would you have wanted to see nude if you had a choice?
40%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a bigger number than I would have guessed.
What did we hear? That nudist cruise we talked about a month or so ago, the guy said made the big write-up. He said it was like maybe 20%.
Yeah, it's – well, because it's not like – they're not young people. There's no one in their 20s doing this because they're way too insecure. These people are 50 plus.
Right.
Yeah.
And having a good
time.
They don't
give a rat's
ass. You might saw LD there.
They no longer care.
But big long beard down to his chest.
You just described 90 dudes there.
Exactly.
So how was it? Was it awkward for you to being naked?
So originally when we went, we were like, we're going to stay clothed. Right. Like, we'll do the show and I don't care what they're doing. But we hung out for a while there and people were really encouraging about it. So we both did for the first show and it was very, uneventful.
That's what LD says.
If you have clothes on, do you feel out of place?
I mean,
that's the
case. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Isn't that what Rob's told? Rob Little said he's done the nude.
He does
shows
the naked cruises. He also does the naked comedy, right? Yeah, but Rob's a freak, man.
He'll also
hop in a threesome with you and your wife anytime.
Yeah, he might. He might propose that.
Yeah, he'll come out in his pineapple underwear.
Right.
Yeah, Rob. He even said on the show with us.
Oh, sure.
Is Tyrell a shower?
Oh.
He's blessed.
Okay.
Tyrell is blessed.
Yeah, that's the answer you got to give right there.
Yeah. He's thanking you right now. Yeah. All right.
He's high-fiving all his coworkers who are listening.
We got to meet him. We got to bring him in sometime.
I would have been snorting blue.
He's your boyfriend. He's a comedian. We've never met him. And I know he's a funny guy. I want to meet the guy.
Yeah.
I think we can get some questions about you.
And now knowing he's blessed, we really got to bring him in.
Not very blessed. That's what Puss says. Get a Puss call him now. We need a quick break. But I want to talk more about that a little bit, too. But we got a relationship stuff I want to get into also with Rachel Ware with us. Nick's doing comedy in Fremont tonight.
Yeah, RD's plays tonight, and then tomorrow night, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
All right, come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.